Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I am your host, G. Wright.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright. Coming to you live Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7, 646-595-4311. I want to hear from you.
Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves today. Again, you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I believe one of the hottest shows on Blog Talk Radio with some good conversation and some good music. I believe we already have a caller already online. Caller?
Yes, sir.
Hello, is this?
This is Miss Pat.
Hi. You know, today we have a special guest, Miss Pat Skinner. How you doing, Miss Pat?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, great.
Thanks. You know, today I just wanted to talk with you about what you're doing, and now I'll play some music, and we'll come back, we'll conversate. You know how we do it here.
Oh, sure, I know.
And if you, for those who are listening, if you have a question for Ms. Skinner, feel free to call 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. Ms. Skinner,
yes.
Can you tell the audience what you do?
Well, I'm foremost an inspirational gospel singer, like yourself, mostly traditional. I do a lot of... Let me turn this down. I've got both things going. There you go. I've got to turn the volume off my computer so I can
right.
This thing on the radio. I sing locally at a lot of the nursing homes and senior independent living buildings. People that I feel I found when I was doing Meals on Wheels that they were kind of like the forgotten people in these senior buildings.
Right.
They have their own little apartments, and they are able to take care of themselves. But a lot of them are just forgotten, and their families, come once in a while and all that. Well, I decided to do something about that. I saw their community rooms sitting empty. And since I had done nursing homes before, I thought, these people need something, inspirational, something positive. And I asked
right.
the ladies I gave meals to if anybody in the building would be interested in having gospel music coming in. And I said, does anybody ever come in and sing or anything like that? And she says, at Christmas time. And I thought, oh, how pitiful, these people, they're wonderful people. And so I took it upon myself to take my little karaoke and my CDs, my soundtracks, and I started going once a month. And I found out that there was like three real close in the area, so I just started going to all three of them. Then a few of my friends started joining along with me, and we've been doing this now for 4.5 years.
Wow.
And it was during this time also that the Lord opened up another door for me to have my own TV show here locally on several of the access channels. So I do... I tape two gospel music shows twice a month, and one of them is now streaming on the internet. Can I plug it?
Sure.
Okay. If you go to www.datv.org, go to their main page, and it'll go down and it'll show you the gospel inspiration where you can click where it's streaming. And my show is... shows on real time, what time they see it on TV is the same time you'll see it on the internet. And it's 1 a.m. on Wednesday mornings, and 2 p.m. on Friday afternoons. So if you tune in at that time, if you can't sleep on Wednesday night and you want something inspirational, you can click on your computer and you can see my program. It's a half-an-hour gospel music program. Another thing I like doing with my music here locally is to help other aspiring gospel artists to kind of get a start. I didn't have anybody take me by the hand and say, this is the way I walk you in it. I had to kind of feel my own way to be able to do the gospel music outside the four walls of the church. And I promised the Lord if I ever had the opportunity to help someone else along
right.
the way, and I would do that. So he has opened up first the TV program, then the Blog Talk radio show, and now we're starting here in my area. I'm wanting to start a kind of like a little music Gospel Music Association right here in our little county here where I live to help people locally kind of hone their skills, you know, because a lot of churches will have young, aspiring evangelists come in and give
right.
them a chance to kind of practice on the congregations, and very seldom do you see that happening for the gospel music people to go into different congregations. Yes, they get a chance probably sometimes to sing in their own church, but they really need to get out amongst strangers outside of their own place and to relate and get their stage presence. You know, I've heard people say that, you know, being a gospel, you're not an entertainer, but and kind of in a way you are.
Yeah.
You're bringing forth the word of God through music, so you're ministering, but you're also kind of entertaining because sometimes with that music, it just kind of paves the way for the word to come forth.
Oh, yes.
And people, if they don't get a chance to practice, you know, they kind of stay stagnant and they never can grow. But if people will open up their doors of the churches and let these people come in and let them kind of practice on their, you know, congregation and give them some positive feedback.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On how they can improve themselves, you know, because if we as established artists can't help those that's coming along the way, then we've lost something. And, you know, God gave us whatever talents he gave us or gifts, he gave them to us not just to be a blessing to people and be, you know, ministers through the word, through the, you know, music, but also to be a help and a guide to those others that are just coming along.
That's true. You know, and what I want us to do right now, we're going to take a break, just a little music
okay.
break. And then we'll come back so we can finish that, because you're on to something that's so true that, you know, I know my music has just been released. So, you know, I've enjoyed the positive feedback I've gotten, and I've enjoyed people just who are already artists, you know, who have given me some input as to what I could do next and what I need to work on. We all need that.
Yes, we do.
But I'm going to play this new cut from Marvin L. Wilens, and it's called I Shall Never. And you guys, we have special guest today, Ms. Pat Skinner, on Blog Talk Radio on the Heart of Love Radio Show. And I'm your host, G. Wright. If you have any questions, if you want to have any input into this conversation, just call in at 646-595-4311. This is I Shall Never by Marvin L.
Wilens. Storm clouds gather, build of life, adversity, the tip is high, but it really doesn't matter. You're my strong arm against the enemy.
Get the head.
I Shall Never. That was Marvin L. Winans. You are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. We have special guest, Mrs. Skinner.
Okay.
You know, so, but let me ask you a question. Did anyone, go back to the conversation that you, that that we're having right before the song,
mm-hmm.
Who influenced you to start singing, and who actually took the time out to help point you in the right direction?
Well, I think I was born with a love to sing, and I think looking back, I always loved the Lord, but I just didn't know how to find Him. And I remember, you know, I remember sitting in the front seat of my mom's car, and I'm going to date myself, clear back in the early 50s, and they did have radios in the cars back then, trust me, and I would be sitting there, and I was singing all the jingles to all the songs, and I can remember my mom talking to whoever was in the car with us. They was commenting back and forth, and Mom says, oh, yeah, she sings all that stuff, and I think there was an elementary music teacher that wanted my mom and dad to get me vocal lessons because he must have heard something, but I didn't know that until I was older and had gone through my struggles. But when I was a teenager, I would go in my room and I would sing because I was really terribly shy, very, very introvert, and there was no way I would ever sing in front of anybody.
Right.
But I look back now and I see, you know, how funny it is to say it out loud, but when I was 14, 15 years old and I was singing all the pop songs, I would have visions, you know how you are as a kid, you know, you have these dreams and these visions and fantasies that I would become a real, real popular pop star and I would get all these millions of fans at the very peak of my popularity in my imagination was in my room, you know, singing these songs. I would vision myself turning to the Lord, and all my millions of fans would turn to the Lord too.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird? And finally, through some lot of struggles, I grew up through the 60s. I done some things I'm not proud of, but you know, it was a difficult time. My parents divorced when I was 10 years old, and there was a void that was left in me, in my soul. And my dad moved clear out to Arizona, and my mom, they both remarried. And I just didn't feel like I fit in. So I would lose myself in my room with my music. And at night, I remember, would try to talk to the Lord, and I was really trying to find something. And it wasn't until I was almost 24 years old that I really felt really drawn, and God led me to a church out in the country. It was a little country church. And I gave my heart to the Lord. And my pastor's wife brought me over my first gospel album, and it was a Dottie Rambo album. And I listened to that, and I'm thinking music took a whole different turn in my mind. I'm thinking, you know, all the music out there that I always dreamt about singing did not compare to the inspiration and the peace and the fulfillment I felt when I was singing still to myself. These songs from Dottie Rambo, and when I finally got up the nerve to sing in church for the very first time, it was a Dottie Rambo song, and it was called Remind Me, Dear Lord. And it goes like, you know, the things that I love, I hold dear to my heart, are just borrowed, they're not mine at all.
Right.
Only let me use them to brighten my day, so remind me, dear Lord. And really, during that time, nobody really encouraged me to sing.
Right.
It was just something inside of me and that I felt God pushing me towards, but I didn't want to say that I had a talent because nobody was telling me, oh, wow, you know, there was a few people said, oh, that was really pretty, and nobody really encouraged me to do that. It was just something that, you know, it was the Lord, a little here, a little there, and it took me years before I could even sing in front of my husband. But eventually, you know, I started a little here, a little there, and I started singing to soundtracks and started building up. In 1991, I broke away outside of myself, and I stepped out, and I started meeting different people. My husband was starting to play in a gospel, southern gospel band, And I kind of tagged along, and they started doing nursing homes. And so I just went ahead and took my little soundtracks and a little tape recorder, and I started singing when they would let me. And I could see the people being touched by it. And it was just something that never left me. I just couldn't be satisfied not singing. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not a fantastic singer. I'm not a great singer. But it's a nice, you know, it's a nice sound, but I sing the songs from my heart. And when I'm out there and I'm singing, I could feel people being touched by the song.
Right.
And because not so much, you know, yes, they're a beautiful message, because the songs I choose are songs that I can personally relate to. And if I can't relate to them, then I know that I can't sing them from my heart. I won't do them.
Right. That makes, you know what, that definitely makes a difference. One of the things my mom has taught me as a young child, as a budding singer, because she's a singer as well,
mm-hmm.
is to feel it. And if you mm-hmm. don't feel it, if you never feel it, then don't do it. Don't sing it.
No, it's because the people will know that you're not feeling it, and you're not going to get the message across, because they're going to know that you really don't believe it. So you have to believe in what you're singing. Same as when you're out there preaching. If you're a minister, you have to believe what you're saying, because eventually it's going to catch up with you and you're going to stumble. You have to really believe in what you're doing and what you're talking about. And if you don't have a personal relationship, a personal experience with Jesus Christ, you can't really sing those songs from your heart.
Right.
You have to have a personal experience, a personal relationship with Him to know what He's all about, so that you can sing about Him. And not being a very eloquent speaker, I let my songs do the talking for me. So,
well, that's good. Who are your favorite artists?
Sandy Patty's one.
Right. I love Sandy Patty too.
I love her. I'd love to be able to sing like her, but I can't. So I won't even.
I love Sandy Patty.
Yeah.
Who else?
There's a Southern Gospel lady. Her name is Joni Tabor. I don't know how she's national, but she's not really big on the charts. But she does a lot of traveling. She's been to every state in the union, and I forget how many countries that she has traveled to with her music. And she is one person that actually stepped out and helped me along the way. She's from Roanoke, Virginia, and her husband pastors there. And Joni and Glenn Tabor, they have the church down there. And she has one of her favorite sayings is something about not losing the joy. You know, she's not going to let anybody steal her joy. And she sang a song, something to that effect, several years ago. And so she was an influence. There's been several others that's been my inspiration thing, but I can't think of any off the top of my head right now.
I can say this. When I was younger, I loved Sandy Patty and Larnell Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Whitley Phipps, Daryl Coley. There's so many. All the great singers. I love the great singers because to me they were anointed.
Right.
They were anointed and they're still anointed, you know. And it was good music. I just loved it.
Well, I think that's why they are made where they got where they were because of. When they would go to the churches, people could feel, you know, their anointing. And so, you know, the word got out about these singers that, you know, they've really got the anointing, and that's how they got there to get out there, you know. And they're where they're at because of that anointing. And they followed the lead of the Lord.
You know, and based on what you just said, I could play a song from someone whom I really think is really, and we all know she's anointed, and it just comes, you know, when you see her minister and sing and perform, you feel the anointing on her, and that's CeCe Winans.
Oh yeah.
And this song is entitled Alabaster Box.
Oh, my favorite.
Oh, okay, great.
My favorite.
Well, you know, this is the first time I played it on the show, so
oh, wow.
I'm glad this
I
is a favorite of yours. I know, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And you guys, you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I have the phenomenal Pat Skinner on as my guest host. And, you know, she has definitely a lot more things to tell you guys, and we have a lot more things to cover. So just call in 646-595-4311. And this is Alabaster Box by CC Winans. Okay. Well, you know, one thing about this, Ms. Skinner, is that sometimes you have these technical difficulties. It's like, now, any other time, it would have just played.
Oh, I know. Oh. I had that happen, and then it started playing when I didn't want it to.
Here we go. Alabaster Box. CC One.
Like, oh.
Yes, that's definitely a great song. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Amen. That was Cece Winans, Alabaster Box. And we talked about anointing. You know, that's an anointed song, yeah. And the message to the song is just powerful.
Yeah, because that song, the reason I love it so much is because I've been there. I can relate to that song. People don't know what you go through. That, you know, they look at me today and see, you know, someone who seems to have it together with the Lord and all, and most of the time I do, but they didn't see me back then when I was a lost, frightened little child longing for some kind of peace, some kind of love. And the day that Jesus called me out and, you know, filled me with his spirit, you know, and filled me with his love, he became my father and my mother, and everything that I ever needed, he was there. He fulfilled that emptiness, that longing that had been there for so long, that void. And he's been with me every step of the way since then.
You know what? You know, it's one thing I realize that there are a lot of people out there. You know, and think about it is this: we go through things, we experience things. And sometimes you might just see what you see on the outside, but you never see what's going on in the inside.
That's right.
You know, and one of the things that you never know, I got this saying from a friend of mine, you never know a person's state of mind. You really don't know what's going on through that person, through their mind and their hearts and all that stuff. You really, really don't know. And I've been there too. You know, sometimes, you know, you just cry. You saying, God, I need your loving arms around me.
Right.
You know, and there is a cost. You know, we know that Jesus paid the cost for us on the cross when he shed his blood and died for us. You know, we know that. But there's a personal cross that we also have to take up too.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, you know, take up your cross and follow me.
Right.
You know, and that's what we got to do. We got to take up the cross, whatever the thing that is for us personally, and focus on him.
Right. Sometimes. Taking up that cross and walking with the Lord, sometimes it means, you know, forgetting your old friends. You know, they'll turn against you, sometimes even your families. Well, but, you know, you have to make a stand for the Lord, and you have to keep focused on that's what you're going to do. You can't, you know, waver because, you know, he died and he done so much for us. You know, he deserves all of us. Our whole being. He deserves every part of our being serving him, not just a part, but the whole thing. And that's being consecrated, that's separating ourselves from the world, we still have to be in this world because we have to be a light in the world, but we don't have to be a partaker of the world. And so we have to make that separation and knowing that, you know, the old ways are not going to make it anymore. We have to stay focused and see what God wants us to do and where He wants us to go. And, you know, He'll lead the way, but we have to let Him know that, you know, we are going to follow Him 100%.
And that's it, you know, and I can say this, you know, it's so many different things can come up in our minds and so many different situations can come up in our lives. And it's amazing as we're talking, about, you know, the cross and following God and everything like that, that I think sometimes we tend to forget about picking that cross. And sometimes we do things that we want to do, and that's not what God wants us to do. God might say, you know, you need to hold off on that for a minute. You need to leave that alone.
Right.
But sometimes it's about, you know, saying, you know what, I'm going to sacrifice this mm-hmm. desire that I have for what I feel like God is telling me to do.
Right. Exactly. And there was a time I thought, you know, my greatest passion, you know, like I said, was, you know, to sing and not to make a name for myself, but because that was how I could express what I felt inside. But there was a dry period in there that I thought, you know, the doors weren't opening, and I thought, well, maybe this isn't what He wants. And I finally, I said, Lord, I said, you know, whatever you want me to do, you know, if you don't want me to sing, I won't sing. But I trust you, Lord, that if you do, that you will open the doors. And, you know, so whenever I would get to that place where I was thinking, well, maybe this isn't what He wants, He'd always give me a scripture, or He would have somebody call me or something out of the blue and would say something that would stir a memory of something the Lord had told me. I'm thinking, well, maybe He doesn't want me to give up just yet. And from 1991, when I determined that I was going to have a ministry, until about 4 years ago, I just kind of had to struggle with that, you know, back and forth, back and forth. And yet He would never let me really give up. It's like, looking back now, He was saying, this isn't the time, just be patient, my daughter, you know, I will give you the desires of your heart, but it'll be in my time, and it'll be in my way. And it wasn't big time, it wasn't, you know, out there, you know, going to concerts and, you know, like Sandy Patty, you know, and all that, but He led me to the nursing homes, He led me to these senior buildings, and the places here locally, and I told the Lord, I said, I'm happy with this. This is what, if this is what you want, this is what I'm going to be happy with, because you're allowing me to express myself. And from that time on, then, you know, what started the TV program is I was going to make 30-minute gospel music CD tapes to send
right.
to nursing homes. And, you know, it's me and other singers, you know, and to send them cost-free to the nursing homes. You know, maybe once a month, and, you know, get a list of them and start sending them off so that the activities director would have something positive to stick in the VCR when these people are just sitting around watching TV that meant nothing, you know, it was emptiness. And instead they could have this video that was gospel music, it was uplifting, it was inspiring. And I had some wonderful comments when I started sending I started out with 7 nursing homes, and how they, yeah, this is really great, you know, and just pop that in, and you could see a difference in the residents, even the Alzheimer's group that we go to, that you could tell, you know, that there's something about the sung word, not just the spoken word, but when you sing the word, you know, the good news of Jesus, you know, there's something changes in them, even though their mind may be seemingly gone, there's still something there that they relate to through the Spirit. And so it was when I decided to do this, and I went to talk to this producer about producing these videos. She's the one that suggested, asked me if I had ever thought about having my own cable show.
Right.
And I said, well, not really. And so that started, it'll be 3 years in July when we started that, and my show's been on the air. It'll be 3 years coming this October. And we started off with just 2 local access channels, and it has grown to 4. And PatsPraise.com is what it's called, is aired now 6 times every week somewhere in the Miami Valley here in Ohio, just this little area around the Dayton area. And that was a God thing. I was amazed when he just started opening the doors. And this past January, like I said, the one channel is now streaming on the Internet. And twice a week, you can see it on the Internet, patspraise.com. And people could be just flipping channels or whatever, and there's something positive, you know, that pops up at them. And he's just beginning to open up more and more doors, only because I was faithful with a little. When I was in church, first started in church years ago,
right.
I had this. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
When I started in church years ago and wanted to do this, and every time they bring out the scripture about the talents, you know, the one was given 10 talents and 5 talents and 1 talent, and the person with 1 talent buried it. And, you know, and how upset his Lord was with him. And I'm thinking, Lord, I don't want to stand in front of you one day and say, you know, well, I was afraid to step out because I want to make sure it was your will that I did this instead of stepping out by faith and letting you open the doors. I held back because I didn't want people to point a finger and say, well, she's just trying to make a name for herself. And I had people that literally did that. And so I wanted to prove them that it was God doing it. So I just didn't really step out in the beginning. And but every time they would say that scripture, I would just burn inside them thinking, Lord, what do you want me to do? And that's why I held on, you know, keep a little bit. I was faithful in the little things that he brought my way. And now I'm all over the world with the Blog Talk Radio and the streaming of the TV program now, something I never would have dreamed about 10 years ago.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. You know, talking about processes, the CD I just released, and you can pick it up at gwriteonline.com or on my MySpace page under myspace.com/gwritesing. And it's amazing how it's taken about 12 years. It's taken about 12 years to finally complete it. And of course, along the way, I've had to update tracks, modernize them because they were done in the late 90s.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's all waiting. And my prayer is this song. It's the song that we'll play next. It's from my CD. And I've already played it before. You might have heard it. It's entitled Consecrated for You.
Okay.
And I want us, we're going to listen to the words of the song, to the words of the song, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about what consecration means to you. And you know, because, you know, I'm still a young man. I'm not going to give my age. And you're still young.
Come on now. I kind of gave mine.
Okay. I can tell mine. I'm in my late 30s.
Yep.
Well, I'm in my late 30s, but I'm going to play this song, and it's entitled Consecrated for You, and I hope it blesses you. I appreciate you for tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host, 646-595-4311. And here's Consecrated for You from my full project that's out right now.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for You. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for You. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for Your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for You. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for You. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for You. Want to be a vessel for Your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for You. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you hear. I know you will hear. Every word I pray, take mine, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be. Heart and soul want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
And that was consecrated for you. And that's from my CD, All Things Are Possible. And I'm G. Wright. You're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. I appreciate you guys listening and tuning in. We have right now a guest on the show today. That's Pat Skinner. And that was I think that's probably one of my favorite songs.
That was beautiful. I think we should all strive to be consecrated. Every, like we were talking earlier, every part of us needs to be consecrated unto the Lord.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is this. It's not easy. You know, living this Christian life is not an easy life, but God's given us grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you do fall, get back up, try again, you know. And I think that's my prayer. And it's, and I'll say this, to me, it's that setting apart. I mean, sometimes living a consecrated life is going to set you apart from different people. It's going to set you, you got to do things a little differently than you would normally want to do things. And sometimes it's lonely. It's a lonely road.
It can be, yes.
It can be a lonely road. But, you know, we do have a guest, another caller. I just want to say hello. Hello, caller. You're live on the Heart of Love Radio Show. How are you doing tonight? it's all right.
Okay. Look at your dog. Look at your puppy head. Hello, puppy head. Hello, pup. Hello, little doggy.
Okay, I think we have a bad connection right there. I think we have a bad connection right there. You know what? I think someone was talking to that little doggy just a minute ago. it's all good. But let me ask you this question. I'm just going to change gears a little bit because we're ending this, coming in too close to the end of the show. Where can people find your material? What, I know you have several websites.
Right. My main website is www.patpraise.com. That's www.patspraze.com. I'm on MySpace under Pat Skinner. Then, of course, I have my Blog Talk Radio, and it's under Pat Skinner also. The streaming on the internet is datv.org. You can go there and you'll just scroll down the page and you'll find the place, the link to go to the streaming. That's on at 2 p.m. on Fridays, Eastern Time, Eastern Daylight Time, and also 1 a.m. Wednesday mornings, Eastern Daylight Time. So, and my Blog Talk Radio show is Friday at noon, Eastern Daylight Time, and it's for a half an hour. And one of the things I'm doing with my program is to feature other artists, their music, some that's not been heard out there anywhere before, and some that are more national. And I'm also going to do my best to interview some of the other Blog Talk hosts. Hint, hint. I'd like to have you on my show also.
Well, I would love to. I would love to be.
Okay, and I'll get with you on that and put you on my show and feature your music, and you can tell people, my listeners, about a little bit about you. And I found it very interesting when I went to your website and read about all the interesting things you've done, the people that you've met, the Winans that you're familiar with. And your total music background is just phenomenal. And
wow! Thank you.
And listening to your music, I can feel the anointing, but I can also hear your trained voice, and it's beautiful. You've got a very nice sound. So.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that. I'm just grateful that I was able to actually do some things and meet so many people I've met. And, I love the Winans. I love the Winans family. I love their music. I love the ministry, So, and I come from a family like that myself, so I'm just really grateful. I'm really grateful. I'm grateful for Blog Talk Radio, that allows so many different hosts to host their own show,
right?
And to monitor it, and to really make a difference, because there are a lot of independent artists out there who don't have a way of getting their music heard,
right?
And we have the opportunity to allow that to happen.
And we've got to find a way to let them know that. I send out with all my emails. I send out, invitations for people who are, gospel artists or who knows them. And I went to one of the message boards for Blog Talk hosts and was talking about one of my shows, and this lady comes on and the message board, and her brothers write their own stuff. And so I've been in contact with them, and I'm going to feature their music. It's the Holter Brothers out of Texas, and really nice sound. All original music. And when you listen to me, most people, if you're a musician, the first thing you're going to listen to is the music, the tone, all that stuff. But since I'm not a songwriter and I'm not a musician, to me the message is in the lyrics, and I always listen to the lyrics first. And if they are biblically sound, if they're from the heart, that's what I go by. And these boys are for the young gentlemen. Their sound and their it's very refreshing, because it's just something totally their own sound, their own style, and the words are their own from their heart, the way they would speak them. And it's just, to me, I've been so blessed through the Blog Talk to be able to meet people like this. And I just see God opening more and more doors for all of us to be helped and to be a help. And to get the message out in our own ways. I'm going to plug my stuff here. I have my own CD out also. And I also wrote a companion book that tells about the how it came about. And you can also read that on my website. I believe you can get all the information on obtaining the CD from my website, www.patspraise.com. And I think all my other links are on there also. But the songs that I picked was written by a lady that I had never met before.
Right.
When I first decided to do a CD step out by faith, and I hadn't even started my outside the box music ministry. I prayed that the Lord would allow me to find at least one original song. There were some other songs out there that I thought were really good. The one song that I knew would be on the album was Desires of My Heart by Larry Bryant. He's out of Indiana. And he's also written some other wonderful songs out there, It Was Enough and some others. And but when my son was born, right before he was born back in 76, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, commit your way unto me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. And when I looked that up after he was born, I went to the Bible and stuff, and I was in church by this time. It was Psalms 37, 4, and 5. And the Lord has so many times, you know, in the ways that I hadn't expected him to, has given me the desires of my heart. And that's what this song was talking about. When I found the words to this song, I'm thinking, oh, I have to do this song. But the Lord brought into my life, and the book will tell you all about it. I won't go into all that. You have to read the book. How the Lord brought Kat Korek into my life. And over a course of years, she wrote songs that spoke my heart. And we chose, you know, when she would write a song, she says, Pat, you've got to hear this. And if it made me cry, I knew it was going to be a good song. And there's other people that have recorded those same songs, and they've done really well with them. And she said, Pat, you always know how to pick them. I said, well, if they make me cry, I know they've got to be anointed.
Right.
So that's what we did. And by the time we started it in 93, she wrote my first song for me because I wanted my first album to be a love letter back to the Lord. And when I first talked to her on the phone and told her what I wanted to do and how I wanted, you know, what I wanted the message to be, the Lord gave her the words of the song that very night. And he wrote it just for me, except for the bridge. Years later, you know, the book talks about this, the Lord gave me the bridge. So that's my only claim to fame as a songwriter. But the bridge goes, Lord, you brought me through every trial. You picked me up every time I fell. My love for you grows with every mile. Just how much would take eternity to tell. It's a really pretty song. And but that's, you know, God was a God thing. It's from 93 until 98 when we finally had the finished product. That's how long it took.
Wow. Well, you know what? Definitely I would love to get some of that music so I can play it here on the show.
And I'll see to it that you get it. Just
and
give
you know,
me an email and I'll send it off to you.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, you can send it to gwriteonline@yahoo.com.
Okay.
gwriteonline@yahoo.com. And before we go, you know, right now, I just want to say I appreciate you guys who've been listening in. You know, each segment is a little different. You know, I'm on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7. And so each show is a little different. Tuesday was more of just music, just playing music that could just relax, help you to relax. Today I had guests, gospel artists. She wears so many different hats. Let's just say Mrs. Pat Skinner, you know, and she's also my top friends on my Blog Talk radio show, and on Blog Talk, and also on MySpace.com/ The Heart of Love Radio Show.
I want to thank you for having me on your program. It's just been such a blessing just to sit here and talk about my Lord and what He's doing in all of our, you know, ministries and stuff.
Yes.
And sharing the different points of view and things. So thank you so much, Chief, for having me on your program.
Thank you for coming on my show program, and I look forward to being on your show and look forward to having you back on here really soon.
Okay. I'll be listening in, and if I'm not talking, at least I'll be listening in, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
And right now I'm playing Been So Good by Sean Hardin. I appreciate you for tuning in to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright. Check out my newly released CD, All Things Are Possible. You can purchase it at cdbaby.com/CD/GWright2 or on PayPal. You know, just go to my MySpace page.com/GWrightSing or my official website, G Wright Online. And this has Been So Good by Sean Hardin. And I'll see you next Tuesday from 6
all
to 7.
All my praises tonight. Get on your feet and let me see you clap your hands all over this place like this. Come on. I see you, Detroit. Woo. I see God's been good to you. Sing this verse with me. Come on, people of God. Hey.
that going. Stay right there. Keep that going right there.